بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. الحمد لله, we have reached what we will call the final part, the final episode in the story, the beautiful life story of Yusuf عليه السلام. Previously we had left off and we had stopped where now Yusuf alayhi salam had become the Aziz, the minister of Egypt, the financial minister, the finance minister, the treasurer, and he was in charge of Egypt. Continuing the story, as Yusuf alayhi salam had predicted in the dream of the king, that 7 years of prosperity there will be, 7 years of drought, and that 1 year will thereafter come of great benefit. Now once again, remember, this was just a dream that the king had given to Yusuf alayhi salam to interpret. Yet Yusuf alayhi salam went beyond. Rather than just interpreting it, he gave the king solutions on how to manage the kingdom. And this is how Yusuf alayhi salam was more than worthy to become the finance minister, the treasurer, as to say the king even, of Egypt. So the drought has set in, the 7 years of prosperity had passed, and Yusuf alayhi salam's plan on how to store the grain was in full effect, and it went well, alhamdulillah. Now the years of drought came, and this drought, it never just only affect Egypt, but rather it affected the surrounding regions, the surrounding countries, if you must say, as well. They also were affected by it. And when they heard now that Egypt got a lot of grain and they're selling a lot of grain, so all those that were in the surrounding areas, they started to travel to Egypt to buy grain, to buy this crop and take them home. Likewise, in Yusuf alayhi salam's hometown, Canaan, they also experienced this terrible drought. So the brothers had set out to Egypt. They had set out to Egypt to go and acquire this crop, this grain. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. Now imagine, picture the scene. Imagine the moment. After all these years, decades and decades have passed. And now Yusuf عليه السلام is a grown man. From being a young boy, a grown man. And as we know, as a person grows, his features change. His facial hair comes out. His physique changes, as though he's no longer identifiable from what he used to look like. And now he sees his brothers coming in. And as we have learned, his brothers were already of an elderly age, much older than him. So their physical nature didn't change much. So for him to identify them, for him to recognize them, it would have been somewhat more easier to realize who they were. And of course, when any caravan, any kafla is coming into the king, to the country, then you're going to question them. Who are you? Where are you from? What are your names? So when this information reached Yusuf alayhi salam, now even more, he realized that these are my brothers. And when he finally saw them, he said, these are definitely my brothers. That's what the Quran says, فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ, that he recognized them, but they were unknowing. They did not even imagine this to be Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was long gone from their imagination, from their memories, and never did they ever think he would be in such a position. They came before the king, they came before Yusuf alayhi salam, and it was the system of the time that whoever came, then they were given what we'll say one camel's load of grain to take back home. This way Yusuf alayhi salam managed the stock of the kingdom, making sure there's enough for the kingdom itself, and as well the surrounding areas is getting for them to still be alive, to still continue with life. When Yusuf alayhi salam saw his brothers, then Yusuf alayhi salam, realizing the great numbers they are, he gave them each a camel's load, already kindness shown towards them. And he told them, you know what? You're telling me about your brother, because obviously they're having a conversation. And they mentioned to him, we have a brother that is left back home. We have a father who is elderly. So Yusuf alayhi salam told them that bring me this brother that you left back home. If you want more grain, you can come again. If you want more crop, come again. But you have to bring this brother of yours because he will get his own share also. He'll get even more. But if you don't come with him, none of you all will get anything. None of you will get anything. So the brothers thought to themselves now, you know, the king is being so kind to us. And they were ready to go back home. They were ready to go back home. Yusuf alayhi salam now instructed them, you know, go and try. And they said, we will go and we'll request from our father. We will definitely try because so kind you are and how much you are going to give us. Before they could sit back, Yusuf alayhi salam had instructed the servant, the worker there. He said, this money, the merchandise, whatever they brought to pay for the crop, put it back amongst the grain, amongst it, hide it, and let them go with it. Let them return back. They must not realize it until they go back home and they will see that, hey, the money is returned. Now, obviously, being a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and being in charge of position of authority, this was not what we say corruption, but rather Yusuf alayhi salam from his own wealth, he paid for this. From his own wealth, he put it into the treasury, paying for the crop that his brothers and him took. So in this way, no one could ever point a finger that you are being kind or you are treating unfairly the others and your own family, so to say, even though no one knew it was his family, that you are favoring them. So Yusuf alayhi salam did all of this. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلُ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَوْ لَحَافِظُونَ. They said, they came back to their father. And they said, oh, our father, one entire camel's load has been stopped from coming with us because we never take our brother. Please, send Binyamin with us. Send him with us. We'll get even more. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we will protect him. We will protect him. As you will see now in this last final part, we won't go into much of what we'll see other aspects, but rather we'll concentrate on the conclusion of the story and we'll try to keep it consistent. So just like how initially for Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, we will protect him. The exact same word they said now. And how Ya'qub alayhi salam replied, قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. That are you all going to protect them like how you all said you are going to protect his brother before? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the one that will protect. Allah alone will protect him. Now the brothers, they brought the crop and they started to open it to see, to show their father. And when they opened it, they see the merchandise is returned. Their money is back. And they say, oh, our father, Ya Abana, Ma Nabghi. What more could we ask for? What more could we desire? Another reason why Yusuf alayhi salam did this also is that perhaps it was such dire times and drought and poverty at those areas that perhaps they went back and they didn't have money to come back again. They didn't have money to come back again. Then they would have not have come back. So by giving them back their money, they had enough money to make the journey again. And also, realizing the piety of Ya'qub alayhi salam, Ya'qub alayhi salam would have definitely sent them back, realizing that this money doesn't belong to us. Maybe by error it came back into y'all's bags. This is not our money. We have to give back the haqq. The right of this money belongs to the kingdom of Egypt. Y'all need to go back and return it. So the great wisdom that Allah Ta'ala has blessed Yusuf alayhi salam would. So on seeing this, now they got more excited. They got more excited. So easy it has been made for us. We can go back. We can return and go on this journey. Take our brother and fulfill this year. Ya'qub alayhi salam, realizing what had happened with Yusuf alayhi salam, but this time of a different reply. Never making scenarios, never saying what if this. He just made them take a promise, a qasam with Allah, that you will certainly bring my boy back. You will bring this Binyamin son of mine back. Unless you yourselves are in such a circumstance that is beyond your control. Beyond your control. So they all took this pledge and they were ready to set back, to go back to Egypt with Binyamin. But Ya'qub alayhi salam, he gave them one unique advice. قَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. He said, Oh my beloved sons, don't enter from one door, but rather enter from different doors. وما أغني عنكم من الله شيء. That I cannot save you from any of the order of Allah. Whatever Allah has decreed will definitely happen. But what we'll say, do what we can. Now, why was this order given to his sons? Firstly, they are the sons of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the son of Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, the Nabi of Ya'qub alayhi salam. And now 11 sons of good physique, good built, all going together, all going with happiness, with eagerness, excitement. And already, maybe the people of Egypt saw how uniquely they were treated, welcomed into the kingdom, welcomed into the Aziz's place, treated well, right? So perhaps they will look at them with an evil eye when they enter all at once. And from this we learn, and from the Ahadith Sharif we learn, that the evil eye is a reality. The evil eye is a reality. Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned this here, that the influence of the casting of the eye is a fact. That sometimes we say nazar, the nazar of a person, that evil glance, that jealousy, that enmity, and has an effect on a person. It has an effect on a person. At the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, a certain sahabi had a very good physique, very good built. And another sahabi saw him and admired what a great built this person has. And instantly the sahabi felt sick when Rasulullah ﷺ heard of this. In the lengthy incident, Rasulullah ﷺ advised this person that, you know what, go make wuzu and now take this wuzu water and go put it over this person. And after this, the person came well. He said, why didn't you attribute it to Allah, that this Allah has given him this physique, this build of his? So nevertheless, this evil eye is a reality. Many a times we are posting pictures of ourselves on Instagrams, on Facebooks, on the social media, and even worse, of our children, our young babies, our two-month-old babies, our one-month-old, just newborn babies even. We're putting it, thinking we are showing off to the world our child. But we are inviting all these evil eyes. Not everyone is happy for you. People that don't have children, how they must be looking at it. People who have children, they're seeing how cute, how mashallah your baby is. And those that don't like you, trying to outdo you. What thoughts will go through their heart and their minds when they're going to look at that baby? And then when you know why the child is always falling sick. Or that girl who's posting pictures, or that man who's posting pictures of himself or herself on Instagram. And then you want to know why I'm having all these issues in my life. The evil eye is a reality. And we need to accept it and do what we can to protect ourselves. Rasulullah ﷺ has prescribed the three quls every morning and every evening. We read it, we blow it on our hands, our palms, and we rub it over our body. Inshallah, this will protect us from all forms of evil out there. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ هَيْثُ أَمْرَمْ أَبُوهُمْ They entered in the manner that their father had commanded them, their father had suggested to them, and they went into the kingdom and they met with Yusuf alayhi salam. They met with Yusuf alayhi salam now. When they entered it, under the explanation was given that Yusuf alayhi salam, he assigned a room for two brothers each. That you two will share a room, you two will share a room. And Binyamin like this was left all alone with 11 brothers. And this is how Yusuf alayhi salam managed to get Binyamin by himself. Because as it is, the brothers were more fond of each other. And Yusuf Binyamin was not what we say from their mother, it was from the mother of Yusuf alayhi salam. So they were more than happy to leave him all alone. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ آوَىٰ إِلَيْ أَخَاهُ So when they came in, Yusuf alayhi salam took his brother aside. And this is one explanation as was given how he took his brother aside. قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُ يَعْمَلُونَ He says, I am your brother. He took Binyamin and he explained to him. He said, I am your brother, do not worry, do not grieve anymore over what they did. Don't be sad. I am your brother. Now, can we imagine how Yusuf alayhi salam has felt? How Binyamin had felt after all these years of brothers being separated, now being united. Now they being united. Now Yusuf alayhi salam, he needed to come up with a plan to try and keep his brother back with him. He couldn't send him back. He wanted to keep this brother of his. But under no way did he want to do it due to injustice or due to, what you say, transgression. He had to think of a plan, come up, and as you say, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with such wisdom. The brothers now were ready to head back to Egypt, back to Canaan. The grains were loaded. Yusuf alayhi salam had placed one of his cups, one of his goblets, into the provisions of Binyamin. And these people carried on. Now, as they left, what happened? Those people that was in charge of the cups, the cupbearers, they checking the equipment, they seeing all the utensils, and they realize, oh ho, one of the cups is missing. One of the cups is missing. And they realize only these people were given access to closeness of the king. So they went after them and they stopped them. They said, oh you people, oh you caravan, stop. You're thieves. You have stolen the goblet of the king. And then they replied, they said, we? By Allah. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ We not, did not come here to cause mischief or cause corruption. We are not even thieves. We are from a good family, from a family of a Nabi. So now, what this person asked? Person said, okay, very well. You're claiming not to be thieves. But what if you are caught? Then what is the punishment? قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاءُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ If you are lying and you are the thieves, what is the punishment? And they gave the punishment. They gave it. And this was what we'll say, the law of Canaan, not the law of Egypt. So that is why this method that was used was such of hikmat and intelligence in order to get this done. The law of Canaan was that whoever stole something, then they become the property of the person that they stole from. قَالُوا جَزَاءُ مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاءُ كَذَلِكَ نَجِزَ الظَّالِمِينَ says, this is how we deal with the people back home. That if someone stole something, then that person, he'll become the property of whoever he stole from. So very well, let us search you. So they brought them back anyway. They brought them back into the kingdom to have them search and question what it might be. And they started. They started one brother, another brother, another brother. Until they came to Binyamin. Obviously, can't make it obvious. Just go to Binyamin straight. And when they came to Binyamin, they found it. They found the goblet. And this is where Allah Ta'ala mentions in the verse that he would have never been able, Yusuf alayhi salam would have never been able to keep Binyamin back had it not been for this plan that Allah Ta'ala had put in his mind. And now look at the brothers. Look at the brothers, rather than defending, knowing that we are honorable, trustworthy people, and saying that can never be. Perhaps it was a mistake. Perhaps it just got in there. We don't know how. But rather than defending Binyamin, immediately what they say, قَالُوا إِي يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ Say, oh, if he stole, then you know what? He had a brother, and his brother also stole before. His brother also stole before. Now putting accusations against Yusuf alayhi salam, not realizing that Yusuf alayhi salam is the one that they are listening, that is listening to them. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ Now imagine someone's putting that claim against you and you are listening and you can blurt out that you're talking nonsense. Allah Ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam kept this within him. He didn't reveal to them who he was. He didn't reveal to them one bit. Like this now, Yusuf alayhi salam kept the secret. And the brothers now are worried now. Because they realized, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because we promised our father we're going to bring him back. And our father warned us about this year. Ya ayyuha al-aziz, inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira, fakhuz ahadana makana. Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. He said, oh king, oh Aziz, our father is a very old man. He's a sheikh. He's an elderly person. And this brother who you've caught, he loves him so much. He's worried about him. Why don't you take another one of us? We'll stay behind, any one of us. But let him go back. We know you're a kind person. You're an understanding person. As it is, you've been so kind to us. But look at how brilliant was the reply of Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَوْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَ عِنْدَهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. Says, Allah forbid, Allah save me, that I detain or I keep someone other than the person who is guilty. I don't want to oppress someone else when another is guilty. I can't do that there. I'm not unjust. I can't be like this. And in this manner, Yusuf alayhi salam managed to keep Binyamin back. Now the brothers, they got together for a consultation, for a mashwara, and they're talking amongst themselves when they realize, you know what, nothing is going to convince Yusuf alayhi salam, the king, to let Binyamin go. Now what's the next step? How are we going to face our brother, our father? فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُ مِنْهُ خَلَصُ نَجِيَةً قَالَ كَبِيرُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مُوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَقْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. The eldest from amongst them said, do you not know that your father took a pledge of Allah from you? And do you not remember how you had failed before that with regard to Yusuf? فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. He says, I will never leave this country unless my father commands me, okay, come back now. Or Allah Ta'ala makes a plan, basically. Allah Ta'ala passes a judgment in our favor. Then I will come back. Now, if you understand it from our perspective, if you have all siblings and something goes wrong, the father is going to blame the eldest. The father is going to say, but you're the biggest, you're the eldest, didn't you have brains? Why couldn't you think for the rest of your brothers and sisters? Why do you all do this thing? Why did you all go here? The eldest, he is going to get the brunt of the scolding. He is going to hear it. The others will just stand there, they listen, shake their head. But the eldest, they will have to get it from all sides. So he decided, I'm not going. I can't face my father. I'm not prepared for all of this here. He told the rest of them, you all go back. I'll go to our fathers, go to your father and tell him, you know what, tell him the truth. Your son has stole. Your son is a thief. And we only saying what we have knowledge of. We did not expect him to do that day. We did not. And now they wanted to prove themselves. They wanted to prove their innocence. Unlike with Yusuf alayhi salam initially, where they tried and they failed with that false blood. Yeah, it's, I said, واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وإن لصادقون. He said, go tell your father that ask the people, send a message to the town and they will tell you what happened. Or ask the caravan that we went with, the people we traveled with also, they will tell you that whatever we are saying is nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. So when this has reached Yusuf, Ya'qub alayhi salam, and they presented the story before Ya'qub alayhi salam. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Ya'qub alayhi salam again saying, this is a matter of your hearts. This is something that you all have come up with. It's something that you all have done. That why couldn't you all just say that immediately you all threw him into the woods? Immediately you all just said he also stole like his brother. I could have defended him and said, what proof is it that, how can that be proof of him stealing? It's in his bag. Anyone could have placed it there. Or could it have been another brother that had put it? He could have made some excuse or even fought the case, as we'll say. But he'll just gave in. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he just exercised patience. And so Quran says beautifully, he exercised patience. Asallahu ay ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. إِنَّهُ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. He said, perhaps this is the way of Allah. Allah will return all of them to me. And look at the words of Quran, all of them. You never say them too, because one is Binyamin, the eldest brother is back. So Quran could have said two of them, bihima. Could have said both of them. But bihim, meaning plural, not dual. Yeah, in the sentence, Ya'qub alayhi salam is mentioning of Yusuf alayhi salam also. And now, after telling them this year, Ya'qub alayhi salam turned. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. He turned away from them. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفْ. He said, oh my sorrow, oh my grief over Yusuf. Now, thinking, why? Yusuf alayhi salam, Binyamin is gone. Why is Yusuf alayhi salam being brought to the mind of Ya'qub alayhi salam. All these years he already was feeling the pain of separation from Yusuf alayhi salam, understanding that pain of a father for his son, for his child. And now when it, like, as though we say history is repeating itself, another son, beloved son of Ya'qub alayhi salam, also been taken away. This resurfaced this pain of Yusuf alayhi salam. It brought back those memories and those feelings of Yusuf alayhi salam, and he could not control himself but say, "Oh my Yusuf, oh my Yusuf, وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ." His eyes became white out of grief, meaning his sight was lost out of so much of crying, so much of shedding those tears. Now it caused his eyesight to be gone, so much of crying out of Yusuf alayhi salam. And now Bin Yamin also. The brothers, on hearing this, they said, "Oh, our father, by Allah, will you not give up remembering Yusuf till you are either consumed by it, that you'll go mad, insane, or it'll destroy you. You'll die from this pain, from this grief, that you are only talking about Yusuf alayhi salam." But the men of Allah Ta'ala, when they are complaining, or when they are saying, they're not saying it for anyone's sympathy. They're not complaining for anyone's sympathy. They are complaining only to Allah. "Oh Allah, my complaint is to you. My cry is to you. My call is to you. Only you." قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That I am only turning to Allah, and I know from Allah Ta'ala what you don't know. Regarding the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam, understanding that one day, the dream has to materialize. It was wahi. So even though all these decades have passed and I have been separated from Yusuf alayhi salam, but I have not lost hope in the promise of Allah Ta'ala that one day it will happen. And now seeing all this unfold, he made Ya'qub alayhi salam think perhaps the time is very close. Ya'qub alayhi salam now telling the sons, telling them, "Oh my beloved sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother. Go search for Yusuf and his brother. And do not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Only those that have distanced themselves from Allah will despair." Now a person might ask in this whole story that firstly there's three brothers gone. Yusuf alayhi salam, Bin Yamin, and the eldest brother. But here he never mentioned go and find the eldest brother. Because obviously, if Bin Yamin is coming back, then the eldest brother will also come back. There's no need for him to stay any longer because everything is cleared. So there was no need to mention him. And one is Yusuf alayhi salam and Bin Yamin. So if the instruction was given for Yusuf and Bin Yamin, why did the brothers go for Bin Yamin and not go look for Yusuf alayhi salam? Because in their minds, Yusuf alayhi salam was long gone. So they rather go for that brother who they knew where he was. And he was back in Egypt. He was back in Egypt. So they set off and they went back to Egypt, try to go and plead their case again to the king to see if we can bring back our brother. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا ضُرُّ وَجِئْنَا بِوِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. They came and said, "Oh Aziz, difficulty has affected our family. Difficulty has trying to get the sorrow, the sympathy of the king now. Oh king, imagine how they said it. And imagine this here now. Yusuf alayhi salam listening to his brothers, whom he still loves. And Nabi still loves them. Listening to the difficulties his family is facing back home. How much of that love is going to come out of the heart of Yusuf alayhi salam? Hearing his brothers now saying, "Oh Aziz, difficulties, hardships has afflicted us and our family." Thinking about his father, what his father must be going through. His brothers, his family, his nephews, his nieces, all of them, what they must be experiencing. And now they're showing him, "Oh King, oh Aziz, we have brought this inferior quality that is not even worth it. This is all we have left back home. This merchandise that we're bartering with is not even of any value. But we've brought it with hope that even with this inferior thing, as it is, you're so kind, you will give us something. You will give us something to take back home so that we can eat, so our family can survive." He said, give us in full, for O Fina al-Kail, wa tasaddaq alayna. You have been so kind to us as it is. You have been so kind. We're asking you, please, give us in full whatever you have. Whatever you have, give us in full. Inna Allah yajzil mutasaddiqeen. Allah Ta'ala rewards those that are charitable. Now picture it. Yusuf alayhi salam, with the iman of a Nabi, with the love of a Nabi, with the concern of a Nabi, seated there, listening to his brothers tell him of all that problems that he's going back home, imagining his father. And now he couldn't hold it back any longer. It was time for the truth to be revealed. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Look in what a beautiful manner Quran explains Yusuf alayhi salam addressing his brothers. He said, do you know what you had done to Yusuf and his brother? Do you know what you had done to Yusuf and his brother? But look at the ending. Sort of pardoning them, giving them an excuse. You all done this when you lacked any knowledge. When you all were ignorant. When you all didn't have understanding. You all did this out of foolishness. You all did this. Do you realize? Do you all know what you all did? Can you remember? Now those brothers seated there listening to this. How dumbfounded they must have been. How confused they must have been. So wait. What is this person saying? What link does he have with Yusuf alayhi salam? Why? How does he even know? To start off with it, how does he even know what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam? Only we the brothers know, and we didn't tell it to a single soul. So now all these thoughts are playing on their mind, and they perhaps started to look carefully at him. That other than us, the only other person that would have known what had happened would be Yusuf himself. And now in that state of amazement and shock, look how beautiful Quran, the word of Quran even expresses the manner. قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُف. He said, are you Yusuf? They think, are you Yusuf? Like, you know, sometimes when you ask a person, was it you? Was it you standing there? Like how we mama, how we eat our words, we repeat it over and over because out of shock. Quran, innaka la anta Yusuf. Was it you? Out of amazement. Is it you that is Yusuf? And Yusuf alayhi salam, qala ana Yusuf. I am Yusuf. Wahada akhi. And this is my brother. Binyamin, this is my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Look at this sentence. After all that Yusuf alayhi salam has been through, the well, slavery, market, minister's home, prison, out, ups and downs, but still, not looking at any of the times of difficulty. This one statement we must remember. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has been kind to us. Yusuf alayhi salam looking now at what comforts. Looking at all the good times and not looking at the difficulties, the times, the tests, the trials. No. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. A lesson for all of us. We are very quick to complain. We are very quick to make an argument. Why this is happening to me? All this year, this pain, this ache, that thing. Now I'm getting old. My knees are paining. Now I'm getting old. My teeth are getting lost. Now why am I getting sick so often? My house, what's happening? My car, what's happening? But if we were to compare it to all the times of comforts we had, the times of comforts will far outweigh the times of difficulty. We'll experience more comforts and more hours and days of comforts and ease compared to the times we experience difficulty. So remember this of Yusuf alayhi salam, not thinking of anything of difficulty, but telling his brothers, I am Yusuf. This is my brother. Allah has been so kind. Allah has favored. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Yusuf a.s. giving the two qualities, advising his brothers, whoever is fearful, whoever has taqwa, whoever is mindful of Allah, وَيَصْبِرْ and he is patient. Patient upon calamities, patient upon trials, trusting in Allah, these are the two recipes for success, for being rewarded, for being amongst the good doers. We trust in Allah no matter what happens, and patiently we endure. We don't complain, we don't blab, we don't say this person, that person is like this and this, why he's doing that? Nothing. We trust in Allah and we are patient. Allah Ta'ala will never destroy those that have patience and those that have taqwa. All these good deeds will be seen. Will be seen. Now the brothers seated there. What else can they say? What else will they say? قَالُوا تَاللَّهُ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ Admitting, realizing, definitely Allah has been kind to you. Allah has chosen you. You are far better than us. We were jealous of you. Basically, what they are saying in these sentences, we were jealous of you, we were envious of you, we didn't like you, because our father had that liking towards you. But now we realize, Allah likes you, Allah took you, Allah favored you. How can we ever be upset with Allah? وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ We were in open error. We were certainly the wrongdoers. Now comes where we say, the heart of gold, the heart of gold. How often do we forgive people? And this is where we say, even during the Taraweeh Salah, we might not know what's happening, but when we hear this coming ayat, everyone knows what it's about. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Yusuf a.s. having all the might, having all the power, anything at his disposal to do what he wants to his brothers. Of all these years of separation from his beloved father, from his beloved brother, from his family, from his hometown. But what he turns, there will be no revenge today. There will be no revenge today upon y'all. Nothing. Y'all are forgiven. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ May Allah forgive you. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Again, a message for them, a message for us. Advising his brothers, Allah is the most kind, the most merciful. You all made this mistake in your past. I am not holding what you all did against me. What a great thing. What a great thing. Learn from Yusuf alayhi salam. Learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, when he entered at Fateh Makkah, he told the same things to all those people that harassed him, that ridiculed him, that abused him, that tortured him. He said, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm." He said, "I will say to you all what the Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers. There is no revenge today. Nothing going to happen to you all. You are forgiven." Imagine, if they can forgive with such difficulty they were put through, you and I, why are we holding grudges against friends, against family, against parents? Imagine children holding grudges against their own father, against their own mother, not talking to them due to a mistake they might have made. No matter what, a father will always love his child more than a child will ever love his father. A mother will always love her child more than her child will ever love him. They were prepared to forgive every single one of our mistakes growing up. Now in their elderly age, in their old age, we can't look over one mistake of this. When we know they can pass away any moment, they're sickly, they're elderly now, they're even not in the right state of mind. But now we don't want to talk to them. We don't want to speak to them. This is something we have to really consider. Yusuf alayhi salam forgiving his brothers. We should learn to forgive. Overlook their mistake. By you not talking to others or not forgiving them, you're only doing your own self down. The only thing that's stopping you all from being happy again is by you saying, "Let me overlook this here. I'm not getting any good out of it." Let's start talking again. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. يوسف عليه السلام, after forgiving his brothers and letting them know who he is, remember يعقوب عليه السلام, the eyesight of يعقوب عليه السلام had gone by now, and they had informed with the conversations with Yusuf عليه السلام, came to know of the plight of his father back home, how he can't see. Obviously now, once knowing their brothers, started talking, asking how's the family back home, how's Canaan, how's everything, how's our father, and decided to tell him about his eyesight also. So Yusuf عليه السلام, amongst the miracles of Yusuf عليه السلام, اذهبوا بقميص هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. He instructed them, said, right, you'll go back home now. You'll go back home. Take the shirt of mine, this kurta of mine, take it. And when you'll go to our father, place it on his eyes, on his head. Place it over there. And his eyesight will come back. Bi-iznillah, obviously, bi-iznillah, everything with the permission of Allah. And together with that now, وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, all of you, with all your wives, with all your children, my entire family, you'll come. And you'll come back to Egypt. And you'll come and reside here now. You'll settle down here. And you'll start to stay. This was the love Yusuf alayhi salam had. He never said, you know what, they did me bad so many years, I don't want to see them now. Okay, things are fine. There's no enmity, but I don't want you all to be here. No. Come now. Let me show you all comfort. Let me show you all ease. All these years, I was separated from you all. I could not do good for you all. Now, perhaps at this latter part of my life and y'all's life, I can show kindness to y'all. I can show y'all love. This is what we call the love of a Nabi, the concern of a Nabi. We need to learn from these stories of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. The moment now the caravan set out, they were headed back to Canaan, they were going, Ya'qub alayhi salam, which is explained as an 8-day journey. An 8-day journey from Egypt to Canaan. The moment this caravan set out of Egypt, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he said to the people, that I perceive the smell of Yusuf alayhi salam. I am getting the smell of Yusuf alayhi salam. But you're going to say, I'm mad. Ya'qub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made it such that he could get the fragrance of the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam already coming. Now look at the power of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, 8 days journey away, he could smell Yusuf alayhi salam. Now it's because Allah wanted it to happen. Allah wanted it to happen. No distance is too far. No distance is too far. And at the same time, no distance is too close. When Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well, within the same city, not too far. But Yaqub alayhi salam couldn't find him, couldn't smell him. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that Allah is in full control. Only Allah is in full control. No one else is in control other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people heard Ya'qub alayhi salam make the statement, they said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Say, by Allah, you are still in your old ways, your old errors, this insanity of yours. What are you saying? What are you saying? And he left it. Ya'qub alayhi salam didn't bother arguing, didn't bother saying anything. These people said what they wanted to say. Until that caravan had reached Canaan. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَوْ عَلَى وَجْهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Many a times we ask the students when we're doing this here, they tell them, what's the person of the name of the person that brought the shirt? They'll say Bashir. They'll say Bashir. They say, no man, Bashir is not the person's name. Just because the ayat says فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ, Bashir, yes, is a person's name, but it's not a person's name in this circumstance. Yeah, it means the bearer of glad tidings. Bashir means the one that brings good news. Right? So فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ, so when this person came with the glad tidings, and they reached here. He came with the shirt and he placed it onto the head, onto the face, the eyes of Yusuf, Ya'qub alayhi salam. فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ With the power of Allah, the eyesight of Ya'qub alayhi salam returned. And under what we'll say, some of the hikmats we can conclude from this, or we can try to understand, is that Ya'qub alayhi salam lost his eyesight due to the grief and crying over Yusuf alayhi salam. Now it was the same Yusuf alayhi salam that one clot from his body brought the eyesight back. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this happened, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Ya'qub alayhi salam, after all these years of being called insane, mad, what are you saying? He said, now, didn't I tell you what I told you? I know from Allah what you don't know. Now it was his time to tell them. What you're saying? Now listen to me. Listen to me. The brothers in front of Ya'qub alayhi salam didn't realize now. Everything came out. The truth is out. Our father knows what we did to Yusuf alayhi salam. He knows now the truth because we said the wolf ate him. Everything is known. Yusuf alayhi salam is alive. The only thing we can do is say now, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And we must learn to do that in our lives also. When we make a mistake, we make an error. Rather than trying to prove our point or to argue or try to make a way out to try and save face or save our pride, just say, I'm sorry. There's no need for any future talks, future arguments. All that's going to happen, that person will respect you more. You won't win that argument, but you'll win that person over. So this brother said, أَبَانَا اِسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَوْتِنَا He said, oh, our father, seek forgiveness for us, for our sins. We've made a terrible mistake. We've made a mistake. And his father now, realizing, not picking on them, how you could lie to me, why you all did this. What's done is done. Whatever has happened in our life, let it be gone. Let bygones be bygones. Don't live on the past. Don't hold those grudges. Don't say 2 years ago, 5 years ago. No, it's gone, it's gone. Nothing is going to change it. The only thing that can happen is a better future for us all. We can work towards that day together as a family, as a community, whatever it might be. Ya'qub alayhi salam, not picking on them. قَالَ سَوْفَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي He said, very well. Soon I will seek forgiveness from our Lord, from my Rabb. I will beg him for forgiveness for you. He is the most forgiving. Don't worry. He is the most forgiving. Mufassirin explained in this part here that Ya'qub alayhi salam didn't do it immediately. Perhaps he was waiting for what we'll call the time of tahajjud, the time when du'as are accepted. And how many of us are actually waking up? We all got needs. We all got wants. We're all making du'a. But we'll truly only know that it's really important to us if we wake up for tahajjud. And then we cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll know, you know what? This is truly important. Or rather, then it'll really prove to ourselves that we truly understand that only Allah is in charge. Not my job, not the bank, not the government, nothing. Only Allah. We'll wake up for tahajjud when we realize that Allah is in full control. Then you'll see, even for the smallest thing in my life, I'll wake up. Because Allah, you are in control. Nothing else is in control. And this is the best time to ask from you. The best time. You know, sometimes a student and a teacher, they want to know, when is the time I must ask for off, for some leave, I want to go for excursion. They'll say, you know what, this is the best time. When it's on a Friday, it's almost weekend. Or even the parents, when's the best time? No, the father, when it's early in the morning, he just had breakfast, he's full now, it's nice. Go ask him, he's happy at that moment. So the best time for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the time of tahajjud. Again, another brilliant lesson from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ask Allah, trust in Allah. That's where the taqwa comes in. That my Allah, you are in full control. So he said to them, I will ask Allah at this time. Or the other explanation is Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah. The night of Jumu'ah, which is a Mubarak night that comes every week without fail. But are we taking maximum benefit or are we just passing it like any other night? And only will we truly realize when our eyes close one day that how many Jumu'ahs came, how many Jumu'ahs went, and I didn't maximize the time of it. Anyways, they now got ready and the entire family set off for Egypt and they went to Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَ ادْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. When now they were entering the town, they were entering the city, Yusuf alayhi salam, obviously having scouts and understanding, my father who I haven't seen for so long, my family, my mother, how I haven't seen for so long, eagerly anticipating, waiting, he went out of the city. He went out of Egypt to welcome them, give them a royal welcoming. Would love that I am so excited to see y'all. I'm not going to wait in my house, on my throne, in my chair and for y'all to come in. I'm coming out to y'all. That even made it more welcoming, more eager. Sometimes a person doesn't know how to show face that I'm going to see a person after so long. What I'm going to tell them? But if that person is waiting outside with presents, with smiles on their face, it makes all the difference. So Yusuf alayhi salam took his parents one side, welcomed them, come with me, you come with me, y'all come with me. Took them into the kingdom and they entered Egypt. He said, now you will enter Egypt, you will be ease, be comforts, no worry. Everything of ease. You had a difficult time in Canaan, you went through droughts and poverty. Now Allah has blessed us, come, it's time for ease. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. He raised his parents onto the throne, giving them the royal seat, the royal welcoming. And they all fell in prostration before him. Now, this prostration we must understand, we already explained this under the other aspects of Adam alayhi salam with the prostration of Shaitan and went into great detail regarding in today's time it's totally prohibited. No such thing as prostrating by a qabr or by a pious person. No such thing as doing it out of respect, nothing. And we said the golden line is, the golden rule is, if we want to show respect, then the one deserving of most respect from the creation is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that is even forbidden. So where can another pious person ever be worthy of us bowing down before them? But this bowing down is explained as a habit of the time and not in an actual sajda as such. Or those that say it was an actual sajda, then it was permitted at that time of those people. But from our sharia, then it is totally forbidden. Because remember, after this, there'll be no other Nabi to come. There'll be no other prophet to come to break, what we say, idol worship and to break all these false deities. So all this was put to an end. But the more preferred and understanding is that this was not a sajda, as we'll say, but more of a bow. And the other explanation also given here is that وَخَرُّوا لَوْ سُجَّدَا, that they fell in prostration for Allah. They fell in prostration for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love, out of respect and gratefulness to Allah due to the effect of Yusuf alayhi salam. But whichever one we want to say, all are acceptable, but we understand that this was done at that time and it can never be done today. Today it will be a form of shirk. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتْ يَا ذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that this is the dream I saw before. It has materialized with all of y'all. I see y'all all at once in prostration, all of y'all bowing down. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّى, my Allah, He has made it a reality. And what a beautiful reality Allah Ta'ala has made it. Yusuf alayhi salam continuing to praise Allah Ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam says, He was very kind to me. Allah was so kind to me. Allah took me out of prison and He brought you from the village after Shaitan had sown discord, after Shaitan has caused this problem between me and my brothers. Here again, Yusuf alayhi salam making the brothers feel comfortable, not thinking, making them think in the back of the mind, perhaps he's still angry with us, he's not showing it, but showing them all this was done because of Shaitan. Person makes a mistake in our life, our brother, our children, our father, some sin. Give them hope, love them, and realize they fell into that sin because of Shaitan. Help them to get back to Allah. Help them to grow faster to Allah Ta'ala and their bond and link with Allah to get established more and more. And finally, we see the final part of the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam mentions that, O Allah, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, O Allah, allow me to die amongst those that are subservient to you, those that submit to you, and join me with the pious. Imagine a Nabi making this dua. A Nabi making this dua, O Allah, you let me die amongst a Muslim, as a Muslim, those that submit to you, and join me with the pious and the good doers. You and I, how much more we have to protect ourselves? How much more we have to make dua to Allah? Oh Allah, you protect us. You keep us safe. Oh Allah, it's only you. No one else. More and more we have to bring it. But yet, we are so confident we are going to die with Iman. We are so confident we are going to die with Islam. Yet, our entire lives is contrary to the teachings of deen. Contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, Yusuf alayhi salam, whose piety we can never explain the heights of it. But he still making dua, oh Allah, I beg you, let me die as a Muslim. Join me with the pious, never ever considering himself as pious. Never using the excuse, my heart is clean. All this is all our modern day shaitani tricks that people used. And this, alhamdulillah, brings us to the end of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this answers that question that was posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How did the family of Ya'qub land up in Egypt? We explain this entire incident. And imagine, Allah Ta'ala could have just told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they ended up in Egypt because Yusuf alayhi salam was the king and he brought them over. The entire answer would have been wrapped up in one, two lines. But Allah brought the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam for a reason. And the reason is for you and I to gain lessons, to derive lessons, so that in our lives we can bring it alive and we can reach Allah Ta'ala, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqani bis salihin. We can die as a Muslim and we can be joined with the pious as long as we tread the path that has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala accept, and may Allah Ta'ala accept this ending of Yusuf alayhi salam. And next week, inshallah, we will go to the next Nabi, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.